You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 137. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we don't have any tournaments to talk about that were local. Well, we have one from afar. And we've got a pair of 20 spoilers from the Next Generation and some mystery topic that you mentioned earlier that I don't know what it is.
Yes.
Well, what would you like to talk with? Start with?
Well, why don't we start with our tournament report. Mike Oshogi has sent in. He's been keeping us apprised of their Return to Farpoint series out in Iowa. And they wrapped up their the Decipher era of their tournament series with a What You Leave Behind tournament this month. It looks like... Yeah, that's the... So they're adding a set and with each tournament, so that's the last set from the Decipher printed cards. Ben Paulson came through and won the day, going undefeated with a mirror Starfleet deck.
I thought you said a mirror.
He
was playing merely Starfleet.
Yes, he was merely playing Starfleet and yet somehow went undefeated. No. A mirror.
Nice.
Evil, goatee, sporting, miniskirt wearing, midriff bearing, stab you in the back, Starfleet deck. No cards in hand. That's
yeah, gotcha.
They're apparently going to wrap this up. They're going to take a little break with an intermediary tournament rather before they continue on to the undiscovered country and have a sealed deck that will incorporate the existing sets. So that should be fun, and with that will be the, I think we mentioned, they do a raffle every, you know, three or four tournaments, and so after that, they're going to have their, that'll be the end of their Decipher era celebration raffle, and have a additional prizes for that. Bunch of sealed products, some dangerous missions, looks like a full Genesis collection.
Nice.
Which would be nice.
Is that about the time when they ban something else?
Yeah, and I think they don't have any mention of it. They've been banning a card every so often too, but I think it was when they do the raffle they ban a card too. So we'll look forward to see with what their next banned card is from the end of the Decipher era. It looks like if you're interested, they've also been running an archive of deck designs labeled Return to Farpoint. In the system, so you can go and see, you know, what everybody's been playing as they've been adding sets.
Neat. Do you know, has anyone else started running something like this, or is everyone else watching to see how this rounds out?
No, I haven't heard of anyone doing that. At least if they have, they haven't mentioned it. I haven't seen anything on the boards. I think the closest thing that we've seen is the start of the Return to Talos.
Sure.
For tournaments that have been happening online, which is basically doing the same idea with 1E.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing how the results of the raffle go, and I'm dying to know what they're going to ban next, because that's always fun to talk about.
Indeed. Yeah, well, thanks, Mike, for the reports and for running that, and thank you, everybody, for playing. We look forward to, as Dan said, hearing some more about it.
Very good. Well, what's next? Shall we talk about your topic, or should we talk about these 2-1-E cards? Why don't we do one of the 2-1-E cards?
Sure, let's do that. Let's do a spoiler, right. mid-show spoiler.
Very good. The first, let's do them in order. The first is number 27. So this is the bottom of page 3. Keeping track at home. This is an incident, and it's got that it's got the warp core icon on it. This is kind of similar to Finest Crew in the Fleet, except for Klingons, it looks like.
Yeah, I think that that seems to be the idea. Sort of a Klingon engine. Oh, engine. Like a warp core.
Right. Is that Picard in the background there?
I think it is. Robing Gowron. Or
yeah.
Hopefully he's not disrobing him.
Mm. Someone asked in the question and answer how many cards Picard is on, and Picard is on an awful lot of these cards.
He really is.
The card title is Legitimate Leader of the Empire.
He's on.
And the game text says, "Hey, what?"
He's on four cards just on this page.
Yeah. And he's talking over a fifth one.
Yeah.
All right. So the game text says, "Plays on table. In place of your normal card play, you may download Gowron to your facility. While your Gowron is at a non-homeworld mission, once each turn, your non-treachery TNG Klingon personnel may report for free to him or to your matching Klingon outpost. When your TNG Klingon personnel targeted by Arbiter of Succession wins a battle or helps solve a mission, draw two cards."
So that's a... I really like that last line. I mean, it's
the Arbiter of Succession.
Yeah, I think that's a great, just additional bit of flavor for a little card. I mean, I played it all the time, but I don't know a lot of people who used it, just to get the points. You know, even if you kill your own guy, but that's a great flavor for this card, Legitimate Leader of the Empire. When you have Gowron running around, and you know, and when he does something, you know, he is the leader of the Empire. You get a little. Get a little carrot.
But you got to risk him, right?
Yeah. He's got to be out there.
Remind me, does Arbiter, do you lose the points if he dies? Is that what happens?
I believe so. It's like while they're in play.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if you want to go against theme, I suppose, that would be kind of not cool, but... You could, since the card names Gowron, it doesn't name the Arbiter of Succession. So you could have Gowron sitting safely somewhere, and you could name somebody else your Arbiter of Succession.
Yes, as long as they qualify, right?
And have them go do other things.
Yeah.
But still, very cool.
So,
little flavor.
Yeah, so you plop Gowron out, put him on your outpost somewhere, or peck, flying around on a ship. Once each turn, you can drop a non-treachery to his location or to your outpost, just as free report.
Yeah, so that can really be helpful for, you know, you get destaffed or you don't want to have to go home, or you do end up wanting to have him home. You don't need to have him to, you know, where Gowron is. You can play him back to your headquarters. I like the either or.
So do you, I was thinking about the non-treachery. Do you run a lot of non-treachery and sprinkle in a few treachery if you have to, or you just, you know what I mean?
I think there's room in there for non-treachery. I mean, you're always going to have your card play, and you're not always going to have a ship or a verb that you need to use your card play for. I think it's, you know, there are some treachery people in there who have solid skills that you're going to need to fill out those skill holes, not the least of which is treachery.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I would think, you know, yeah. You know, throw them in there.
Very good. And let's see. I just got a note from one of our agents about... this is about Project Iron. This is about the TUI set.
Ooh.
You want to move on to that? Can we cover everything? We got the number is 27. We talked about all the icons.
Incident.
Picture.
It's an incident. TNG
yes.
logo, obviously. Yeah, I think we're good.
All right. Let's see. Status report for Project Iron. Project Iron is nearing the end of its development phase, and early art and creative work is underway. We don't have any cards, but the theme that we talked about earlier of species mattering,
yeah,
is still strong, and it gives. Let's see, what does it say here? Gives almost every deck a benefit for having multiple species of personnel in play. As well as a few tools for single species decks, such as androids or achievement decks. Interesting.
Interesting.
I would imagine we'll see a lot more. What was it?
Racial tension.
No, what's the other one?
Oh, yeah, Liar or something.
Yeah. Let's meet you on the playground after school.
Yes. Play on the playground after school. A pattern of lies.
Pattern of lies and issue of trust. Yeah. Not issue of trust. Jeez, where am I going?
Racial tension.
I just naturally picked out a good card. yeah. Interesting. So you had to pick and choose whether or not you're going to go all one species or everything. You know, I just played Romulan recently, and I thought about briefly trying to just take out everyone that wasn't a Romulan. I just couldn't do it. There's just too many good non-aligned people.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, unless you're playing Borg.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
Holograms, even holograms needed some help. Humans.
Oh, there's something else here. The card that we spoiled.
Yeah.
Is apparently still in the design file. That's
pretty
good for us.
Yeah, that is good. Wait, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. So if you find that episode, there was a card spoiled there. It's still in the set. Let's see. As of right now, the set features design of cards from both Team Delta and Team Gamma of Make It So 2011. As well as the one awarded to Mike Harrington for his 2011 World Championship victory. So, neat. We'll have to get some more info on those. Maybe we'll see if we can get one of those spoiled soon, since a lot of people seem to know about what that is.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Very good.
All right. Well, so, since we didn't have any tournaments this week, I was trying to think of something interesting that we could have on the show, and I was reminded of something that my wife Caitlin introduced me to recently. I don't think you're on Twitter, are you?
Briefly.
You have an account?
That's pretty much it,
really,
yeah.
Okay, well then that's all you need, because you can, and then you can access this. There's a lot of people who put up, goofy Twitter feeds just for fun to have stuff on there. And one that Caitlin pointed out to me that I have found highly entertaining is called TNG Season 8.
Okay.
And, and what it is it's just, you remember, it's been a long time since I've had a TV guide in my house, but you remember, TV guide, you used to be able to look up episodes or, shows, and it would give you like a little blurb of what
like
that
one or two lines.
Yeah. That's what this is. This is just like TV guide blurbs for the next season of TNG.
Oh my.
And some of them are pretty serious. Like there's one or two that I was like, I would totally watch that, and not just because it's funny, but most of them are kind of tongue in cheek and a little goofball.
A planet of suspicious docents abduct Riker for their Museum of Amazing Men. Geordi and Data are too excited to sleep at their sleepover. What?
Yes. And they always have an A plot and a B plot. Today's was a hollow message from Beverly's late husband contains a shocking revelation about Wesley. Worf's date goes well until he accidentally stabs her.
I like this B plot a lot.
Yeah,
the Picard is trapped on a turbo lift with a horse.
There's like every 10th entry is the B plot is Picard is stuck on a turbo lift with a baby. Picard is stuck on a turbo lift with himself. And there's one where the A plot is Picard is stuck in a turbo lift. The episode is a clip show of all the memorable times when Picard is stuck in a turbo lift.
This is awesome. I'm going to be it's posted once every few days or so. I'm going to add this to my feed so it comes in every once in a while. That is awesome.
One of my favorites, another favorite B plot, Worf claims allergies are dishonorable, refuses to stop eating peanuts.
Data and Geordi follow some train tracks to see a dead body. That is awesome.
Wesley returns. Wesley returns from a trip to discover the Enterprise crew has been transformed into pigs. Worf is a mean pig.
Very good. I found this on. Wow. I just did a Google search for TNG season 8 Twitter, and it took me right there. This is awesome.
Yeah. The actual Twitter name is TNG_S8. I'm going to tell you right now, for the nitpickers out there, and I know they're going to be there, and I noticed it just in passing, but it's not a big deal. But there are a couple of things that aren't in continuity. You know, O'Brien is still there. Wesley is still there. You know, Worf is there. I mean, but you know, who cares? It's so funny.
Awesome.
And this one I would actually think would be a great episode. A world with a terminal plague tries to attract the Borg as a cure.
Oh, wow.
Like, they're all going to die, so please come assimilate us, and then we'll at least live as part of the collective. I think that would be a great plot. To be followed by Troy's book club always ends up talking about Riker.
I have already subscribed to this feed, and it shall be in my gamers folder. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Sure. So yeah, not strictly CCG related, but something fun, Star Trek. That thank you, Caitlin, for showing me that, and hopefully y'all will get some entertainment out of that.
All right. Some scheduling notes. Next week, we are going to host the affiliation draft for the 2012 regional season. What this means is me, Sir Rogue, and two or three guests, we're going to see how many people we can get, are going to do what we did for Worlds over the last 2 years, and we're going to bid for affiliations just for TUI, and then see how they do over the course of the regional season. We'll have 100 bars of Latinum to spend. Each of us can bid as much as we want and get as many as we can, and then those will be our horses for the entire season, and whoever racks up the most points is declared the winner. So we'll post the final things on the board when I post the episode, so you all at home can play along, try to figure out what we spent too much on and what we didn't spend enough on, and see where the bargains are and see if you can outscore us. And we'll probably throw one of our prizes towards the winner of that.
Yeah, the second edition regionals don't start until Saturday the 7th of April. So we'll try to, try to get this going as soon as possible so we can get that underway. Certainly we will not have any information on that before it happens.
I'll see if I can get it up by Wednesday. That way everyone has a couple of days to get their picks in. And then we'll start with that weekend and we'll keep track.
So check out your horses now and start thinking about who you want to start bidding on. I definitely know who my first pick is going to be.
And unlike last year where everyone knew what order it is, I'm going to draw the affiliations out of a hat.
I think that's a good idea.
We'll just randomize it.
Yeah, we should totally do that.
Excellent. All right. I've got another one card to spoil from the Next Generation. Do we have any other business, or shall we get to that?
No, let's do that.
All right. This is a conversion of a 2E mission. Was this in Premiere?
I believe so. I think this was...
Second edition?
A starter mission.
Okay. I believe. This is Amnesty Talks, which is it's one of those that I see in an awful lot of decks, and I play with a lot. It looks like we've ripped all the... attribute requirements off.
That is a very one-y thing to do, although I thought that they were trying to shy away from that, which is interesting.
Well, you know, the second set of requirements, leadership, security, two treachery, treachery times two, that's not so bad for 35 points. The first set is anthro, dip times two in law, and the third set of requirements is Marook. So it's anthro, dip times two plus law, or leadership plus security plus treachery times two, or Marook. Man, 35 points. Awesome.
She is like my new number one Christmas boutique gift item.
Yeah, I am.
Well, she, I mean, seriously, she has been getting more and more popular as yeah. the virtual sets come out. She gets past, she was already a non-aligned chancellor. So
that's
she gets
right.
past executive authorization. She gets past all those
the gatherers stuff,
which are suddenly resurging in popularity. And now she solves a mission by herself. And it's a space mission. So you don't even have to send two people to get past villagers. You just have plunk her on a ship. And you're done.
Yeah. How does this get through testing?
I don't know.
The span is 3. The number is 36V, so this is another card in the bottom right of a page. Is that a trend? Anyway, the lore says, near Akamar system, mediate an end to gatherer raids in this area.
Are we just going to spoil every ninth card?
Yeah. and this is any crew. There was a question on the board about... are there any missions with any crew? This mission says any crew may attempt a mission.
Yeah, on both sides.
Yeah.
And for those of you keeping score, the other side looks like exactly the same. There's no variant text on the opponent's facing side.
Same thing, just smaller.
Now, I don't see any Picards on this page. It's dragging down my average.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. All right, well, there you go. See a couple of Rikers.
Yeah. I was wondering if Picard was also in that one of those shots with Riker.
Yeah, I don't
it feels
see
like he would be, but I think he's off the screen.
Maybe that's his arm on the far right.
That might be.
We'll call it a Picard win. All right.
Well, awesome. Clearly we are out of intelligence for this week.
Right or something.
But obviously we have some plans for next week, so don't forget to get your regional affiliations picks ready, and we will do the same. In the meantime, I'll give a big shout-out to Warp 11 for their kick-ass theme song, and thank our agents in the field for delivering not one, not two, but 2.5... That was really a card spoiler. Two spoilers and some additional spoiler information. A wealth on this otherwise goofy show as far as information is concerned. I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And as we get ready for next week, I will remind you, I will just not have any idea what I'm saying. I'll remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will draw 137 to end. Double crossed by the double O. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always watching you, but you cannot detect.